When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2. You can listen, as I highly recommend, on the ESPN app. Pop the AirPods in, the earbuds, the headphones. Take it in your car, wherever you are. We're right there on the app. One app, one tap. You know how that is. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Does a Tesla really beep at you if you're sleeping?
Yo, this is what drives me crazy.
Does it have this kind of technology key that I'm missing in the Tesla game?
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't. If you're sleeping, no. What happens is it doesn't. You don't. It doesn't drive. You got to still hold it. You got to touch the steering wheel.
This is the problem.
It has to feel. Your hands.
Some spacecraft
stuff,
If you take your hands off of it.
It starts flashing you.
Yeah, it'll start to let you know that you need to touch it. So you're not like this.
Let me tell you how it goes, Jay, because this has happened to me many times. All right? So I go, I'm going to get it, you know, to drive for me, the whole thing. It'll flash at you at first if you're
What do you mean flash at you? Like
the dashboard kind of flashes at you a little bit, gives you a warning. If it does that a couple times, it'll start
a visual stimulation.
It'll start beeping at you, right, or making some sound, and then it'll take you out. And for the rest of the trip, you can't use it. So I'm like, hold on.
What do you mean for the rest of the trip?
You have to stop the car for a little while and then restart it if you want to use the autopilot again, which drives me crazy. Because why do you put it in autopilot if you got to keep your hands on the wheel? Doesn't make any sense.
Autopilot is it's just cruise control, basically.
Oh, okay.
And it could. Veer left, right, slow down. It can do all those things as long as your hand is on it, and it feels. I don't know what it feels, but it feels something. You know, your body temperature or something.
It'll tell you to mess with the wheel a little bit sometimes. Like, hey, just put a little pressure on the wheel.
But I don't mess with it.
Yes, I was saying, when I hear autopilot key, I think autonomous. I'm not giving a machine any kind of autonomy just to drive me around yet.
I'm not fooling with it.
I'm not on that.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
You're on that?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. I get in that high-occupancy vehicle lane.
Dangerous.
I put it right in –
And you don't touch the wheel?
You have to, or it starts beeping at you, or else I wouldn't.
You have to touch the wheel.
Okay, yeah. But don't they have a new one coming out that's, like, purely autonomous?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Elon Musk wants it by, like, the end of the year, I think.
Yeah. Well, he has his mind on a lot of things lately.
Yeah but I'm not – I don't want that, though, Jay.
I'm not touching it.
I don't even want to know where the button is at.
Where are the flying cars? That's what I want to know.
Thank you.
Where are the flying cars?
Thank you. We were promised flying cars. Where are they?
Fly me, Key.
I'll give you the internet if I can have a flying car. I know the internet's more useful, but I don't care. I want a flying car.
Trust me. They coming. The flying cars is coming. The flying convertibles.
Oh, yeah.
Flying convertibles.
Yeah, like my homeboy. This is so funny.
You're still going to be sitting in traffic, by the way. We'll still be sitting in traffic, but in the air.
How can you be in traffic in the air?
Let me turn this thing to a little dark place real quick.
We will talk about John Gruden in a minute, so while we're talking about dark places, but go ahead.
No, one of my childhood friends, you know, he got in trouble, you know, many years ago and whatnot. And so I'm like, damn, man, when you getting out? Said, man, when we start driving flying convertible saucers, man.
Oh, geez.
We start.
It could be a long time.
he got all. He like. He
I don't,
got
I don't even
day.
Like hearing that.
I
yeah.
can't laugh
no, I'm
at
saying
that.
He like.
So wrong,
I, I'm like, when you get down? He like, but I ain't getting out till we start flying convertibles. It's the truth.
What's wrong with you, man?
Hey, it's the truth. He did some stuff that got himself. Caught up,
happened.
Boy, if he did something to get himself put away until they're flying convertibles, I don't even want to know.
All day.
Be a part.
Just put the windows down.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation. We have a nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Let's talk about a dark place, guys. ex-NFL coach John Gruden. Key, Jay, he says his emails were shameful. They were shameful, but he hopes to get another shot. Listen to Keyshawn Johnson's former head coach, John Gruden, at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Go ahead. Let's hear from Coach.
I'm not going to say anything but honest things here. I'm ashamed about what has come about in these emails, and I'll make no excuses for it. It's shameful. But I am a good person. I believe that. I go to church. I've been married for 31 years. I got three great boys. I still love football. I've made some mistakes, but I don't think anybody else in here hasn't. And I just ask for forgiveness, and hopefully I get another shot.
So, look, Gruden is currently involved in a lawsuit against the NFL. He's claiming the league singled him out for the emails. You know, they were racist, anti-gay, misogynistic language.
Take it away, Jay.
Let me say something.
Take it away.
Yeah, Key.
Take it away, Jay. Go right ahead.
Let me set this off, Key.
Okay, pop it off, Max.
He was at the Touchdown Club in Arkansas.
Yeah.
This Little Rock Touchdown Club in Arkansas.
Got it. Here's the thing.
Put it together, Key.
A lot of people do make mistakes, and it doesn't mean that's the end of their life or they can't. Yeah. They can't enter back into civil society, or they can't work again in their chosen profession. But let's get to his track record in a minute. But first, when I listen very carefully to the way people say they take responsibility, he said, can we hear the beginning of that again? Listen to the way he phrases this.
I'm not going to say anything but honest things here. I'm ashamed about what has come about in these emails.
Okay, wait, stop. Stop right there. I am ashamed about what has come about in these emails. See how passive it is? How distanced he is from it? Mm-hmm. What you are supposed to say, John Gruden, is I am ashamed of myself for those emails. You could say something like, I was angry, and when I'm angry, I'll talk that way about like everyone, including whoever, including people I'm close to. I'm just angry. I'm saying angry things. That's not really what's in my heart. Or, you know, once upon a time, that was in my heart, but I have since seen the light. Or I was raised a certain way, and sometimes that comes. Whatever it is, let me hear you own that and take responsibility. That's step one. I don't even hear step one there. And that's only key for the stuff he said. Then what about the track record, right? Then you got to earn the job. So I don't like what I just heard, even though I do agree with the principle that even when people make mistakes, that shouldn't disqualify them permanently.
Go ahead, Key.
Disqualifying permanently from what, though?
For example, for making
like
a living.
Cancel culture?
Yeah, from making a living. From doing the thing that they are qualified to do.
He can still make a living.
Mm-hmm.
He can still make a living if you choose to hire him, he can still make a living. If you choose that that's what you want in your building, he can still make a living. Ultimately, it's up to the individual person, the organization, if it's the NFL, if it's high school football, if it's college football, they've got to deal with the blowback and the fallout. I don't think society has to deal with that. Mm. You know, when you look at what John is saying, and everybody deserves a second chance. I screwed up in my life as a kid multiple times, and I got the opportunity to go to USC, make myself right, graduate on time, get drafted into the National Football League, play well, move that into a post-career, you know, marry kids, all of those things. The problem that you have, the apologies and things of that nature is acceptable, but it's also at the same time, everything that went on in those emails was very egregious, disrespectful. And when you start getting into race and disrespect and name calling and all of those sort of things, how do you think people would look at those organizations? Or let's assume it's college to make it easy. I wouldn't let my son go play for John Gruden and nobody else for that matter that have this type of track record.
or my daughter. And when you talk about coaches, you've got to deal with everybody. It's United Nations in a locker room. You're not just dealing with all white. This ain't 1932. You're not dealing with all black. You're dealing with everybody. You're going to have people from all walks of life and communities. He's seen that with the Raiders. You know, when you have people on your team that's part of the LGBT community and you lash out and say those sort of things no matter when they occurred, it becomes hurtful, distrust, all of those things. So it would be very hard for me to see him be able to get another job because of that. Now, people would say, well, wait a minute. Urban Meyer got another job, or Bobby Petrino got another job, or you know, they start looking for coaches that have made mistakes along the way to get jobs. But here's what I would say. Those individuals that made those mistakes, Jay, did not do the things that he's accused of doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's a big difference. Urban Meyer has never been accused of saying some of the things in those emails. He's been accused of being a bully. He's been accused of hiring a coach that had some issues that he had to fire because his issues were similar to what John Gruden's emails alluded to. So you see what I'm saying? Urban Meyer can bounce back and do this and get it, because people are going to look at that and go, eh.
It's
or when
not,
you go to Rick Pitino,
touch,
Bobby Petrino, theirs was different.
They didn't touch the third rail of American cultural life, and John Gruden not only touched it, he danced all over it. Jay, I know you have plenty to say about this. We need to keep talking about this. Jimmy G stuff will wait. We need more on John Gruden. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max coming right up. And I know people want to talk about this too. 888-SAY-ESPN. First, Key has this from O'Reilly Live.
See if I can get this right here. Improve full mileage now with Chevron Techron Full System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean full system can increase your vehicle's performance and your gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Full System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O rewards points. Full System Cleaner helps you get the most out of every single gallon. Save money with gas saving tips from your professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'Reilly.com.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So, Key, you were telling me about the Lakers thing on Hulu?
What's it called, Key, again? The best. Legacy?
Legacy.
Okay, I need to see this.
Legacy, the true story of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh. So this is not like Winning Time. This is not like a Fowler.
Winning Time was fresh.
Winning Time was fun, though.
Oh, all of them. All of them were. Everybody has a different interpretation depending on where you at, who you at, and who they talking about.
Very true. Yeah, right? Key, as long as the subject matter is those Lakers, I'm in, man. I don't know what I'm saying.
But this thing, though, I'm telling you, man, when you see Legacy, it's on Hulu. Oh, it's four episodes so far.
I can't wait.
I mean, you think about all the great Lakers that are still with us.
Mm-hmm.
They interview all of them.
Oh,
like,
really?
They sitting down, they're interviewing the entire Bus family, all the kids. They're interviewing Magic, Coop.
God, this is Norm, like my birthday.
AC, Jamal. I mean, everybody. The Cap. They interview. So they cut in. They got all this like audio and film and just all crazy stuff from back in the day. And Antoine Foucault, I think I said his name right, is the director, executive producer of it. So you know it's good.
Yeah.
Training Day, the whole deal.
So wait, Key, does it get into the great Dr. Jerry Buss and about when he bought the Lakers, also trying to buy the Cowboys? Cause that
all
makes,
that.
Okay. Yeah, I need to dig into this.
Wait. If he would have bought the Cowboys, if that would have been successful, where the Cowboys would be right now?
You think they're America's team now?
Right.
I mean, they could have been.
The thing is he tried to buy it, right? But he was a single guy who lived, you know, at the time, I think he was single. And so, he was partying. It was that time. It was the 70s. It was, hey, let's get out. Early 80s, we're going to just hang out. I'm a creative
Texas
atmosphere.
Ain't having that.
In Texas wasn't. The people, I guess when they found out it got leaked that he was putting a bid in, people went nuts. Oh, this Playboy coming here from the Playboy mansion in L.A., coming to Texas and think he's going to. And it fell apart. And I think that's how Jerry was able to swoop in and get the team.
But, Key, you know what's really funny about that? Just how they're juxtaposed, right? So Dr. Jerry Buss has the Lakers, tries to buy the Cowboys, can't do it. Jerry Jones tries to buy the Chargers. That falls through. He ends up buying the Cowboys.
I'll tell you one thing. Dr. Jerry Buss, the greatest owner by so much in the history of American team sports, it's embarrassing.
Oh, I thought you said yesterday it was James Dolan.
Yeah, right. So the worst. But Dr. Buss would never have fired Jimmy Johnson for being successful and having a big personality. He had no – Dr. Buss was – he grew up dirt poor, wound up literally a rocket scientist, made millions and millions of dollars, bought the Lakers, turned them into the greatest franchise ever. Like, this dude, the Cowboys, would be on top of the world right now if that dude owned the team.
Oof.
All right, we're back in 10 seconds from now. Jay, Key, and I weighed in on the fact that John Gruden said he wants another coaching job. I think that he didn't say the way he speaks does not sound to me like he's really taking ownership.
Yep.
Or really facing what he said, taking responsibility, explaining himself. So to me, that's step one. He has not done step one yet. Key's talking about the fact that whatever. You can go on and you could choose to make a living and everything, but any institution that hires him,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are going to feel a way about that. Maybe not want to send their kids there, right?
Well, if it's college, you got to think that. And if it's the pros, you got to think some of the pro players, when you've been exposed to a degree, it's just very difficult. If you remember when all this went down, the first thing I said, these players in this locker room ain't having that.
Right.
They just not. I don't care if you got one or two people saying how great he is or whatever the case is. There's 53 active players, coaches, okay, along with that, front office executives, trainers. I mean, it's just a lot of people that have to buy in to what you say.
You got to be a uniter. You can't be a divider. So, Jay, so Key and I have weighed in. We have not heard from you on this.
Yeah, so this what you heard from him is page 2 out of the Redemption Handbook, right? Page 1 talks about disappearing, letting time settle some of the chaos that is surrounding your name, right? He's done that. He's disappeared. Step 2 is, from the Redemption Handbook, is sounding remorseful. Now, you did a great job of breaking down what he should have said, but you know what, Max? Nobody really cares what he should have said. The headline is he feels ashamed. And we live in a society in which people only read headlines. And Key, this is where I feel very passionately about this. When you talked about the institution, we're talking about the institution of football. Nobody cares. I care. You care. I wouldn't let my son play for a guy like John Gruden. But the institution of football always rewards winning. And we have a hard time remembering what happened yesterday as time passes by more and more.
Why would you give him a job if it rewards winning? He hasn't won. Max, he won one Super Bowl with someone else.
That's actually true too, Max, but that's different.
Max. We act like we live in a world that makes sense. We act like we live in a world surrounded by reasonable people. We have people that say and do crazy things and get rewarded for doing crazy things all the time. Because at the end of the day, if you know how to win on the football field, you will be rewarded sooner or later. Somebody will give you a chance. Now, I'm not saying that John Gruden doesn't deserve a chance. He wouldn't have a chance with my kids, and I hope that us as a culture start to value things that are important to us. But we live in a double standard society, man.
Yeah, it's a little
all day every day.
This is a little bit different, though.
Key, I hear you.
We will always give somebody a second chance that have, you know, stubbed their toe, whatever the case may be, and could coach, could play. That's why America's so great. You know, it's a land of opportunity. But I think in this situation, it's a little bit much. And the reason I say this, Jay, is because you can't win without us. I don't give a damn what nobody say.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to win without no blacks on your team, period. Key, without no character people on your team.
I understand. Do you You're think not gonna there win. Will
this
never be...
This is 1922.
Do you think there will never be another black player that John Gruden will coach? Because I would disagree with that. I think there would be.
I personally think, depending on where he winds up, let's just say college.
Yeah.
If he winds up in college, it is going to be extremely hard. Now, he could go somewhere and inherit some dudes already on the team, but to go into a locker room, into a home on a recruiting trail and try and go up against Nick Saban, Lane Kiffin, Lincoln Riley, and a host of others, do you not for once think that in that home they're not going to point out the dirty email?
Understood. I think it depends.
They're going to plant that seed.
I will say it's because I've had a lot of conversations with people older than me, and it's been interesting to hear from all parts of the country, from some people, not saying they justify everything, but there's a slight element of understanding when they say, well, you know, back in the day, we used to talk that way. Not about black people, not about Michelin tires or things of that sort, not some of those things. But like I'm not saying that's not right for me, but people would justify it slightly by saying they used to talk that way.
Look,
and
if someone had come out and said that stuff about,
but Jay, that was then.
I understand,
but
Key, I understand this now. But the way that conversation could be framed, Key, also by him, the fact that it was just his stuff or Dennis Allen that came out, not an entire culture. Or
if it were me, if let's say he had come out and he was going after Jewish people in the thing, if he did that and then said, listen, the way I grew up, or sometimes I get angry and I just curse everybody out and I got to deal with that. Like, there's something in me. I get it. But I don't want to be that way. And the fact that it comes out in that way when I don't know it's going to be public, you know, I got to look at that. But I'm just telling you, I guess it's in me when I get mad and everything, but that's not really who I am. I'm not a person who just walks around mad all the time. And I don't really feel that way about people. And I am ashamed that it comes out when I'm mad, you know? Like, if he even did said something like that, then I'd say, okay, at least he's now taking the first step toward accountability. That's step one. Mm-hmm. You got to be you know, or even worse, he's like, yeah, man, obviously that's in me. I got to deal with that. Like, I don't want it to be.
Yeah, I, you know, agree, right? I agree with you.
He has not done that. He hasn't done that.
No matter how he apologizes or tries to get a second opportunity and chance, this world is totally different than 20 years ago. I understand old cancel culture. I don't care about that. I'm talking about what's in front of us and what we see.
And when you're talking about young men and women in institutions across America that look for guidance from positive head coaches, you can't possibly tell me that as a president of a university in an athletic department that you're going to roll that out and think that that's okay and you're going to be able to compete at the highest level. Now, I didn't say he couldn't go to Western Kentucky or Central Arkansas. I'm looking at the height of his career in the Power Five schools, in the big schools that make sense for John Gruden. Yeah. Not some junior college.
Yeah.
I'm talking about some real stuff.
John Gruden's career as he knew it. All right,
John Gruden's career as he knew it.
Right. We want to hear from you.
I'm with that.
Does John Gruden deserve another head coaching job, or even the chance to prove that he deserves another head coaching job? Plus, Jimmy G's returning to San Francisco. Is that actually a best-case scenario for Trey Lance? First, Key has this from Omega Accounting.
Well, I don't have Omega Accounting. But
all right.
If you
say Key has this? I think I have
Omega
Accounting. You have Omega Accounting.
Well, that's what
I'm
said on my
– I'm going to see Omega Accounting. It's for you, Max. You have Omega Accounting.
It's set on my screen that you
have to figure out Omega Accounting.
Have you ever heard me read Omega Accounting? That's on you.
Key, I'm like Anchorman. I'm like Will Ferrell in Anchorman. If you put it on the prompter, I'm going to say it. All right. Is your small or medium-sized business still recovering from the pandemic? Omega Accounting Solutions can help. I want to share how Omega can get you $26,000 cash back for each employee you kept working during the pandemic with the Employee Retention Credit. This is money you already paid the government. Call Omega at 800-704-2000 or get started. To get started, or visit OmegaCredits.com and fill out the form for a free consultation.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Because I ride for my...
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. You can hear us on your smart speakers to say, play ESPN Radio. And you could always listen to us on the app. We will get to Trey Lance and Jimmy G, but listen, guys, the phone lines are lit. People want to weigh in on John Gruden. Does John Gruden...
Look at you who, saying lit.
Who, by the way... Well, they are literally lit up. Yeah. By the way, when Key speaks about John Gruden, that was his head coach when he won the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Gruden did it with Tony Dungy's players, but still.
Jeez.
He did. But listen, he was a good coach for a while. It's been a while since he's been a good coach, though, and now he said these things, and he hasn't actually taken responsibility for it. Alan in Connecticut, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's up, fellas? First-time caller. I love you guys.
What up, baby?
What's up, man?
I just don't understand why Deshaun Watson have 26 rape charges and Gruden says some bad words, and I understand that it's
He doesn't have well, hold on. Deshaun Watson doesn't have 26
sexual
rape
allegations.
Charges. No, wait, hold on. He had no criminal charges. However, it is a fact that he had 26 women come out and accuse him.
More than that.
Yes, right, but 26 actually filed civil suits against him. That is true.
So that just goes back to my point. That got rewarded with the largest guaranteed contract in the history of the NFL. That's why I go back to the institution of football. And at the end of the day, I hear everything that Key is saying, and him and I, there's alignment. I agree with Key. Like, the question is, does he deserve a second chance? I don't think he does, but he'll get one. He'll get one.
You know, you mentioned Deshaun Watson. The young man mentioned Deshaun Watson's situation. Who signed Deshaun Watson? Who traded for Deshaun Watson?
Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns as an organization made that decision. Okay? The owner, the general manager, the president of the organization made the decision.
24 civil suits for Deshaun, by the way. I said 26.
Yeah. Okay? And so they are the ones that have to live with whatever comes about the Deshaun situation. And much like I said, an institution, college, or an organization in the pros would have to live with that. The Las Vegas Raiders decided that they did not want to live with that. Okay? They decided to move on from him, whether the NFL forced them to do it or not. Deshaun Watson didn't say disparaging words or, to our knowledge, harm or go after owners, kids, or wives, or anything of that nature. Where John Gruden's situation in his emails not only attacked the commissioner, okay, not only attacked D. Smith and the NFL PA, also attacked other coaches and other things that was going on in the National Football
but
League.
I'm not condoning any of that. But those were private emails. I mean,
I understand.
I'm not condoning it at all. You and I, once again, Key, are on the same page.
You can't tell me 1 minute, Jay, you're not condoning it.
I'm not.
Still,
hold on, guys.
Look,
Key, don't even. When you go into that, though, you're falling into the whataboutism trap. This is what people do. When some bad piece of behavior or someone does something wrong and people say, okay, they should be sanctioned in some way. This happens in our politics all the time. You get what about? What aboutism? What about the other side? They point and they say, what about that? And you have to keep the same standard. They're different situations.
But I'm going to get there, though, Max. That's what I was getting to. I was a young man said that Deshaun's situation was, he's playing, well, why can't Gruden coach? Different situations. Different organizations. When you look at the National Football League and Roger Goodell, he went after them. He went after the owners that employed him for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right.
That gave him the Ring of Honor. So if you look at it from that standpoint, there's no way you think that, especially in the National Football League, that 32 owners, or maybe 30 will be probably like 30 now, 30 owners or something, would want to bring him in and deal with the same situation.
Nick in Louisiana, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's happening? Hi,
what's up, man?
I ain't that much, just driving across this country. First, I want to say I appreciate you guys getting me through the morning, Monday through Friday. But as far as the John Gruden goes, does he deserve another chance? Probably not. Will he get one? Probably so, but it would help if he would drop the lawsuit. I think it would help if he dropped the lawsuit because it just, I mean, it's like you're contradicting yourself. You want to file a lawsuit against the NFL for what happened, but then you want another shot. I mean, make that
you're suing
I mean,
a potential employer.
It is a fascinating Key, though, that a lot of stuff from John Gruden's emails would leak, but we haven't seen things from other investigations leak. I'm just posing the question.
I can't get into that. I can only get into what's leaked.
Why not?
I can't.
Is that not fascinating?
That's essentially the basis of his suit is that he's
been
singled
out. The reason I can't get into that, because I ain't seen them. Well, I don't know what the other emails are. Well, I know what these emails are.
I agree with you.
I don't know what the other emails say from whoever, from Daniel Snyder, from the Washington Commanders, from whoever it was on those email chains. I have no idea.
But I do know what these emails say. That's all I'm saying.
I was just talking, that's why there was a legal suit.
Well, no, of course, he's going to defend himself as he should. I think, as I said before, everybody deserves a second shot at something in life in general. That's why we are the greatest country in the world, because we do give people opportunities and chances. That's why everybody want to be here. In the end, when you look at it, though, the NFL owners is different than college. College may be more suitable and tolerable, depending on where you're at, where in the National Football League, there's only 32 owners, okay? And out of those 32 owners, they argue and bicker, but they pretty tight when it comes down to certain things.
I hear you.
And that's why I don't see in the National Football League that door opening for him.
Well, I mean, also his track record, especially in recent years, none of their draft picks pan out. The team won very good. They don't have a lot of draft capital. Like he really did a subpar job, and he had a huge guaranteed contract, and it was for many, many years, and he had a lot of runway, and he wasn't getting the job done, right? So if it was Bill Belichick or someone, or I don't want to even put his name in it, but if there was someone with that kind of track record, then there'd be much more interest in rehiring. Like, here's the thing about Deshaun Watson.
Conversation.
When the guy brings up, well, what about Deshaun Watson? Deshaun Watson's play on the field, like if we start with the premise people don't really care who watch football about ancillary stuff, they care about football. Well, that's why Deshaun Watson gets $230 million guaranteed. The reason John Gruden may not get another job ultimately in the NFL is he's not that good. Well, that's the problem.
Are we talking about head coaching job?
So
or are we talking about
head coaching job?
Assistant? But
head coaching job.
Coaching job, a coordinator?
Head coaching job. The point is, once you've done all this, your talent has to make it worth it for a team to get into bed with you, right? Key, everything you're saying, I hear you. But if he was a great, great coach and he was always making Super Bowl runs, some team probably would roll the dice.
But that's a different conversation again, Max. If you look, you're 100% right. We've had people in this league that have committed certain crimes that they were really good. So guess what? They got a shot to play, correct?
Right.
I mean, they because they're good. He ain't been good at coaching. Outside of our Super Bowl win, what has he done?
The Tony Dungy's team, largely.
So
Jay in Miami. Jay wants to weigh in. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys, man. You know, it's pretty ironic, you know, in terms of, you know, we're talking about Gruden, you know, all the things that he's done, whether it's misogynistic, homophobic, racism, sexism. You know, this nation elected a president that pretty much has that same track record. But on to Gruden. Here's my thing. I think the guy deserved the opportunity because at the end of the day, nobody has demonstrated to me that his actions matches his words. Because a lot of times we could be around people, and I've been around people to say things about other people, but when I see their actions, it's totally opposite of what they really do or believe about other people.
That's an interesting point.
Nobody's coming forward and saying this guy has done or demonstrated any of his bad behavior that he supposedly has demonstrated. So to me, everybody's caught up in the emotional aspect of what these emails are saying, but nobody's demonstrating case history where he was discriminatory towards gays or he was discriminatory towards blacks. It's the media creation in my mind.
Jay, I think that's a great point. So let me ask, Key, you have the most experience with John Gruden. Like, do the words match his actions?
Look, here, as I said before, when this all went down several months ago, I've never, ever seen John Gruden say disparaging things like that to anyone. I've never seen him use the N-word. I've never seen him say homophobic things to anybody. I've never seen him do nothing even remotely close to that. But it's in the emails, and the emails lead back to him.
It isn't.
It's just like anything. You know me, I'm a huge ID network guy, right? So just because I didn't see the person commit the murder don't mean he didn't do it.
Right. But I'll say, I think it is an interesting point that Jay just made, and we have our guy waiting to talk, to jump in on this and other things too, but it is an interesting point he made. You are defined by your behavior, not your thoughts. And it is an interesting point, I think, at least, whether or not you agree with it. I think it's interesting that people can say things, especially in the heat of the moment, or they're angry, or they're reflecting values that they grew up with, whatever, but it's not the way they behave. And I agree also that the way people behave is more important to me than anything, although you could also argue that when one person in a position of power is emailing another person in a position of power, and they both fit into certain categories, and they are throwing, you know, those kind of words around about people who don't fit into that categories, maybe that is actually a piece of behavior. But Keyshawn, J. Willimax is presented by Progressive Insurance, a triple threat of protection with home, auto, and more. Visit Progressive.com. David Kaplan, host of Cap and J. Hood on ESPN 1000, going to get in on this, and then a lot of football stuff. Cap, what do you make of what John Gruden said about wanting to come back into coaching?
Well, I would have thought, it's great to be with you guys as always, I would have thought that he knew the question's going to come. The first time he puts himself where there's a microphone, someone's going to ask the question. I would have thought he would have fallen on his sword more. It was like, yeah, you know, it came to life. Now, how about what I wrote was horrific.
Right.
It doesn't reflect the man I am, and I want a second chance to prove that I'm a better person than that.
Exactly, Cap. There's no responsibility taken. The way he framed it was that the emails did it by themselves almost, and it was just simply brought to light, and he's a victim almost.
Yeah, but Cap, you know what the headlines say? The headlines say that he is ashamed. And so he will have other opportunities to learn and continue to tweak this narrative as he moves forward.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You buy a team, would you hire him?
Me personally, I would need representation in the NFL to do so. There's lack thereof. So I'm a realist, understanding that the opportunity, I think, if the actions, like he just said, he's never heard, and I'm not sitting up here defending the actions of John Gruden at all in the email, but there is a reason why there is a legal case. There are questions that are reasonable questions to be asked about why his emails were leaked, where you have these other investigations around the league that are about horrible things as well, where they have not been leaked. So there is a hill for him to stand on here. And if the actions, instead of privacy and language behind closed wall, it's an interesting point.
Their first round pick from last year just got released. Come on.
Hey, Cap.
Cut.
Hey, yep. Cap. Sorry I didn't get back to you the other night. You texted me, but it was I was asleep or something, and then when I woke up, it was probably too late. So I just want to apologize. Ask me the question you just asked Jay, if I owned a team. You asked me that question.
Okay.
No.
Would you, if he had a team, would you hire him? No.
No.
Okay, Key, how many owners do we have in NFL?
No, but I'm going to be the black owner.
But there are none. That's my point. That's my point.
But in Cap's world, I'm black and I'm the owner.
I hear
he
you,
just
but that,
gave
this
me
is a
team.
Hypothetical world.
Yes,
okay, let's make it more. Okay, wait, hold on. Let's make it more realistic.
No, you hold
let's
on,
make it more. Let's
no,
make it more realistic.
On.
Let's make
I
it more
realistic.
No.
And I ain't hiring him.
Let's make it more realistic. I own the team. Now, go ahead, Cap. Ask me the question.
Okay.
Make
and
it more
and
realistic.
I think he is not hiring him because he doesn't want him as his coach. From his experiences around him as a coach.
No.
And then the last thing that just happened is the cherry on top of the sundae.
No. See, I don't mind being around him. He didn't buy his whatever, man. I don't care about that. That's like, as you say, that's a media creation. I don't care about that. I'm not hiring him because I owe it to my locker room, my coaches, my staff, my front office people, my secretaries. That's going to be – some of those people are going to be African-American. Some of them are probably going to be LGBTQ. All of those sort of things. And what happens in the world as we live in, Dave Kaplan, what do people think when you align yourself with people that have done things that they're not proud of and you may not be proud of or other people may not be proud of? You get aligned with them, the first thing they say is, oh, well, okay, you support that. I see what that is. But when you got – 100, 200, 300, 400 people in a building come from all over the world, man. And they got all sorts of things going on in their lives. And then you bring somebody in, how you think that that's going to look? How you think they're going to want to work for you? You think they're going to want to give out their best? You got to think about all these things when you're making decisions at this level. It's not as easy as, oh, he said some stuff, it's in the email, he's a good football coach, we're going to hire him. No, you got to think about your wife,
your kids, the people you deal with, Cap. You got to think about all that.
Your fan base. Your
all
fan
that.
Base.
All that.
Yeah. Don't disagree. I would not. And I'm all for second chances. Just now, you're not going to be my football coach.
There you go.
Now, what if he had some incredible track record instead of his first round pick from last year already off the team, right? Like he just did a bad job with the Raiders. What if he did an incredible job with the Raiders and Cap, he came to you and said, look, this is what it is. And this is what I'm going to say publicly too. Cap, basically what you said, I said it out of anger. This is obviously that's in me. I'm not proud of it. It's not really who I am or how I think of myself, but I did write those things. I was blowing off steam. I would never actually behave on those ideas, but I have to own it. I got, you know, like, and I'm willing to talk about it with anyone who wants to talk, and I'll listen, and anyone who wants to listen to me, I really am sorry about it. And he had an incredible track record as a coach. What would you do then, Cap?
It would not matter to me if his last 100 games, he was 100-0. I'm right with Key on this. I have to walk in that building and my secretaries, my support personnel, my coaches, who might be, as Key said, black, LGBTQ, Muslim. I can't do that. There are other good coaches. I'm sorry. You're a really good football coach. I hope you get back on your feet. You're just not doing it with me.
Oh, Cap, there it is.
Cap, I would like to clarify. I am on the side of Key. I would not hire him. I was just posing questions around some things that open up Pandora's box around the situation. And
yeah, I
live in the same world that you do, Cap. Like, I have moral integrity. I have things that I stand up for. I have friends that are part of the LGBTQ community all day long. But I also am a realist about the world that I live in. And I've seen a person elected that's done and said things and was still given a pass. So, like, I'm realistic about that.
We shouldn't use that fact to race to the bottom, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's, therefore the standard is lowered in civil society. We should reject that standard and try to raise it.
I agree.
Yeah.
But I'm also realist about what the standard is.
About, who's out there. David Kaplan, host of Cap and Jay Hood
on
ESPN 1000.
Cap,
we'll get into the Bears next time. Keep weighing in. Does John Gruden deserve another head coaching job? Plus, is Jerry Jones trying to control the narrative in Dallas? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.